Good Morning Angels, every Wednesday.
Jacaranda FM.
Our guest on the show this morning is Mary Kwembu, and she's here to tell us more about the all-in-one animal rescue in Diepsloot. Mary, it's good to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Let me find your microphone there quickly. Yes, how's it? Are you well?
I am very well.
Just so you know, when I read your story, I was like, that's the person I want to be in life. I have the most respect for people who do what you do, and that is when people are the voices for the voiceless, the often such neglected members of our society, and that's the animals, the pets, the dogs, and way beyond in Diepsloot. Tell me more about this organization that you have. How many dogs and animals do you look after?
We've got only 60 dogs now.
Only?
Yes, only 60 dogs, including big dogs and puppies. We don't have cats because we don't have a cat yet.
Okay. And these dogs are from the area?
They are from mainly in Diepsloot.
Okay, and what do you deal with here? These are dogs that have been abandoned, abused.
So all these dogs, they all come with different stories. Some dogs, they come pregnant, they give birth to us. Some dogs, they come very sick. Some dogs, we come across them in the streets. Some dogs, the owners, they do surrender them to us.
Okay, and what made you decide to do this?
I did this on behalf of my little angel. Her name is Thabile Kwembu.
Okay.
She was 3 years old. So the reason why we decided to be animal lovers, I had to divorce my husband, which it wasn't working for me. So I decided to find a best friend for my daughter,
aww,
which was a dog.
Okay, and oh, that's where you've learned to love dogs.
Yes.
So much.
So
yeah,
the story is, it's a very interesting story. So we had to live. We had to live because me and my husband, if you divorce, you go through so much fight and things like that. So my daughter, she had a best friend, which was her dog and a cat. So they were my daughter's best friends. So we stayed. We were only going for shopping, not even to visit friends, family, nobody. So when we decided to go to Diepsloot, that's where my sisters live. So my daughter, she was like, oh, mommy, we're coming across dog every corner. If you walk, like, there was dogs everywhere. So she began like to ask me, mommy, why are these dogs roaming in the street? Mommy, where do these dogs live?
So she was concerned about them. She cared.
She was very concerned. So I had to explain to say, listen, my angel, you know, the only way you can help these dogs is to buy dog food. Then we need to trace where these dogs, they come from.
And that's where it starts.
Yeah, so I went to tell my boss that, listen, Auntie Charmaine, I'm coming across questions from Thabile that I'll never have answer for. So she said to my daughter, my angel, do you want to go to Diepsloot and feed dogs? She said, yes, Auntie Charmaine. So Auntie Charmaine gave her a piecework to brush Auntie Charmaine's cats. So she was getting paid.
Out of the mouths of babes, hey?
Yeah.
They will see the truth and they will point it out.
She was getting paid by Auntie Charmaine. Every weekend, we go to Diepsloot. So Auntie Charmaine's mother decided to sell me a car.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to save for the car, so they allow me to start using the car while paying for it. So she taught me how to drive. So here we started feeding the dogs. Every Saturdays we go to Diepsloot, we buy a bag of dog food at ShopRite, which is every weekend the dogs, they begin to expand the number from 2 to 5 to 10 to 15 to 20. We decided to introduce ourselves on Facebook because it was too much.
It really was too much. So
yes,
part of your job, I'm guessing, and by the way, and that's how All-in-One Animal Rescue started. Your daughter is a Thabile, did you say?
Yes.
I mean, come on now. She is a saint right there. That is an absolute angel. And it came from, that is compassion.
complete compassion, and also just seeing, recognizing the problem and going, why is this happening? What can we do?
That is why I struggle sometimes, because part of your job must also be education.
Mm.
I don't understand how you get certain people in life that are born with that compassion, like your daughter. She felt it.
Yeah.
She saw a dog in distress, mm-hmm. and it concerned her.
Yeah.
Then you get other people where you have to tell them and educate them, in inverted commas, not to hurt an animal.
No, this isn't right.
But anyway, I'm not here to judge. You are there to help. So part of your job is education. To say to people, you need to feed the dog.
Mm.
You cannot keep it on a chain outside in the elements, in the hot, and the heat, and the cold. You go out and teach people. And that is such an important job and role that you're doing. Mary, I hope you know that. Doing it in an area like Diep Sloot, I should name a street after you and your daughter.
Yeah.
On the intersection of.
Yeah.
The education bit is, you literally, do you go around, and also you say that these dogs, I mean, they obviously get babies and stuff. So do you teach people to try and...
Sterilization.
No, yes, we do the education. We do educate the dog owners. Because if you don't educate them, then they don't know what to do. So at the beginning, when we started, it wasn't easy. Because some people, they didn't even know about sterilization. That they used to want to do the right things, but they didn't know where to go, where to start.
So
that's when we have to educate them
and
tell them that if you need to your dog not to fall pregnant, you have to sterilize your dog. And where to sterilize it.
How do you educate a person to feed an animal? Their animal. Because your daughter got it. How old was your daughter? 3.
The sample of educating, of educating them to feed an animal, you have to educate them by start helping them with a little bit of dog food. Yes, with a little bit of dog food. Because if you just educate them by mouth, then
how? Yes, what am I supposed to do?
Yes. And they'll tell you, no, we don't have money to buy.
So you got 60 dogs now?
Yes, we have got 60 dogs under our care.
Okay. And would you like to expand at some point? Because I'm guessing the need is growing and growing, unfortunately.
Would love to. Then the only challenge is if you rent, you know, you have to keep the maximum number of animals because of parking.
No, of course. Yeah.
And neighbors, they mourn, you know.
You know what? And you've got a family of your own, and you are showing the ultimate kind of compassion. And that is when you actually care about these dogs and animals in Diep Sloot. They don't have voices themselves, but you are their voice. You go in. I've seen the pictures where you go in and do the feeding and the educating, help with the sterilization and stuff. And I'm guessing it's costing money. I really want to appeal to people in that area of Diep Sloot. There are a lot of businesses around Diep Sloot to help Mary.
Yeah.
To help her, to help more animals, these voiceless dogs. And once, and like your daughter found out, when you, once you've loved a dog and you know the absolute unconditional love you get from a dog, hey, that is, I mean, they say man's best friend. And well, then still people are cruel to a dog. Your daughter knew.
Your daughter knew. And also your daughter had the support of a dog while going through a very traumatic experience like a divorce. Her dog and her cat were there for her. Those were her friends. This is, animals aren't just, you know, unconditional love. They literally are there to support you through some of the most intense and painful times in your life.
I hope that there are many more people like you, Mary, across South Africa that start initiatives like this, that do great work like this, important work like this, looking after animals, caring for them. On behalf of Good Morning Angels, I want to donate 50,000 Rand towards your amazing sanctuary, the all-in-one animal rescue in Diep Sloot. And I want to use that to get the ball rolling for other businesses and people listening this morning to empower you to do more of this. You're an absolute angel.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. How old is your daughter now?
Thank you so much. My daughter, she's 11.
And is she going to become a vet or something?
She will become a vet.
Yes!
She will become a vet.
I knew it.
Now she's qualified in walking puppies. She's a kitten feral tamer.
Oh.
She tames the kittens. She tames the feral kittens till They get very tame. She bond with them. She brushes them. Whatever you can ask her to do when it is related to animals, she'll go for it.
I love her to bits. I'm going to send her something special from the show as well. Good to meet you, Mary. Love to everybody else there at your sanctuary, and keep up the good work. Good job, angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.